Welcome to Politics Ohio from WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. This week, we're taking a look at some of the ballot measures Miami Valley voters will face on Election Day. The levies would raise funds for things like schools, roads, police, and fire departments. And there are lots of levies, right? State Assistant Political Science Professor Lee Hanna says that's not surprising. Like many other states across the country in recent years, Ohio has seen cuts to tax revenue and local government funds. So many local municipalities turn to voters, asking them to approve tax hikes. Hanna says the number of levies can be confusing.
So it does become fairly difficult to make some of these calculations, kind of pad and paper. On some of the ballots, they will try to give you a brief description of what the bottom line means. So if you know your property value, you can kind of calculate in your head how much this will cost you.
Hanna says more voter education is needed to help Ohioans better understand the potential impact of tax levies on their household budgets, and the stakes can be high. Some levies for school districts, for example, can mean critical cuts to services that families rely on every day. April Leslie takes a look at how two Dayton area school districts are wrestling with this situation.
New funding for West Carrollton City schools hasn't been approved in 9 years. So when voters rejected the district's 5.5 mil levy in March, the situation became dire. West Carrollton cut bus transportation for high school and preschool students. It also cut $215,000 from school services. The original levy is back on the ballot this fall. District officials say if it doesn't pass this time, teachers could be cut. Oakwood City Schools has a 5.75 mil levy on the ballot. But in contrast to West Carrollton, it's only been 3 years since voters approved new funding for the district. In fact, Oakwood voters have passed school tax levies 4 times since 2004. In a statement, the district said the extra funds are needed to maintain academic programs. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.
The city of Springfield also faces a budget crunch. City voters will consider a levy that would raise property taxes to help pay for fire, police, and parks.
Springfield wants to temporarily increase taxes by 0.4%. If approved by voters, the five-year levy would generate about $6.5 million annually. That's money that City Manager Jim Bodemiller says is critically needed.
This issue is about three things. It's about safety, it's about streets, and it's about jobs.
Bodemiller says that if the levy does not pass, the city will be forced to close a fire station, cut 10 police officers, and reduce funding to parks and recreation. And he says the city will have fully depleted its reserve funds by the end of 2017.
We are at a point where we either have to increase revenue or we're going to have to drastically reduce services. We kind of held out as long as we can.
Bodemiller says the city didn't attempt to raise taxes earlier because they were hoping an economic recovery would boost city income levels.
That was Community Voices producer Dan Gummel. Up next, we'll hear about a couple of local political races. First, Ohio's 42nd House District race. The Republican incumbent in the 42nd District is State Representative Niraj Antani. The young Republican is defending his seat against Democratic rival Patrick Maris. First-term Representative Antani has come out firmly against abortion and in favor of gun rights. He says if reelected, he'll work to make it easier for entrepreneurs.
And I think we were able to do some good things. We were able to cut taxes and grow the economy to help small businesses.
Antani's opponent, Patrick Maris, is currently a third-term West Carrollton City Councilman. He says the loss of state funding for local communities has been tough.
I would look to get the money put back into the local funds and try to get the cities and the townships to cooperate together and not let the governor try to work against us.
Maris believes there is a disparity of benefits in state funding and lower-income communities are suffering. This will be Maris's second run for the 42nd District House seat. One of the more hotly contested races in Ohio this election is the 43rd House District. The district west of Dayton is almost evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. It's changed from blue to red in the past two elections. WYSO's Kijin Higashibaba explains how the district is once again up for grabs this time around.
Clayton small businessman and Democrat David Sparks is trying to unseat incumbent first-term Republican attorney Jeff Rezebeck. Things got heated last month when Rezebeck held a press conference alleging Sparks has used drugs and made inappropriate comments about young women on his YouTube channel. Sparks has strongly condemned the accusations, saying Rezebeck has put him in danger. Sparks has made increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour a central focus of his campaign. For his part, Representative Rezebeck has not explicitly stated a position on the minimum wage. Rezebeck says if elected, he'll push for more resources to fight the region's opioid epidemic and boost funding for schools. For WYSO, I'm Kijin Higashibaba.
For the second time in a row, 10th District Democrat Robert Kleppinger faces Republican Mike Turner in the race for Congress. WISO's April Leslie reports.
Kleppinger and Turner were originally opponents back in 2014. Turner won that race with 65% of the vote. Turner has served in the House of Representatives for 13 years. Before that, he was mayor of Dayton. Turner's Democratic challenger Kleppinger is a teacher, small business owner, and farmer. Also running is independent Tom McMasters. The Air Force veteran has been the subject of controversy during his time as Huber Heights mayor. He was censured by the city council and has been the focus of a recall attempt. McMasters has made economics, military efficiency, and environmental issues central to his campaign. Republican Turner says his top priorities include cutting government costs and increasing job growth. For his part, Kleppinger says he'll work to strengthen Social Security, raise the minimum wage, and improve labor laws. He also supports the Affordable Care Act, a law Turner has voted to repeal. The 10th District includes Montgomery, Greene, and Fayette counties. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.
That's it for this week's edition of Politics Ohio. To learn more about issues in this election, go to the Election 2016 page on our website, wyso.org. I'm Jerry Kenney.